I tend to always look at the clock and it's 7:11. Do you have a time like that?
All the time, or 11:11, which means good luck is coming your way. That's what I hear.
Okay. Well, good luck came my daughter's way. Both of my daughters the other night won their touch footage.
Yay!
I know, I was so excited for them.
Grand final already, it's June.
Yeah.
Don't they do grand final at the end of the year?
No. Like, touch has, I think they have 3 or 4 seasons a year, you know.
Slam, bam, and move
slam,
on.
Slam, bam, that's right. Well, I was so excited for them because you know what it's like. It's hard when you're moving to a new area and you don't know any other kids, and those sorts of things are real bonding experiences for them. So, yeah, I was just ecstatic for them, you know, had a little bit of a tear in the eye. So
good.
It was really cute. And both the girls, because they're only born a year apart, so they were both playing in the under-15s.
On the same team together?
It was awesome, yeah, on the same team. They even managed to set up a little try together. But what was really exciting too was they actually played an entire team of boys.
Oh,
I know, it was
beautiful.
Good. Like, so they beat the boys. But anyway, whatever. I mean,
can I just say I'm jealous?
It was a great game.
Of your girls, because I never, in any team sports I played as a kid, ever made it to a grand final. So,
Bill.
Yay to them.
Yeah, but it's not too late. Like, you can still join something like volleyball.
D grade over 35.
Whatever. Yeah. Who cares? Badminton, bowls, lawn bowls.
The bones won't hold up. Anyway.
Oh, rubbish. There's still plenty of things that you can do.
Okay.
But anyway, what I thought was, I'm only bringing it up because I thought it was really interesting that instead of a trophy, they all got given a mug.
What?
So you can go and have a hot Milo in or a tea or a coffee or whatever.
I mean, what?
Kids would be more likely. Yeah, I know.
A mug?
I loved it.
You can't put that in the bloody pool room. A mug.
Well, why can't you?
Is it engraved with anything, or is
no,
it just?
No, it's just got you know, winners of this division 2021, whatever.
Right.
Touch footy, but I thought that's awesome because they can actually use it if they want to.
Oh, well, can't you use a trophy? You can put liquid in that and drink out of
no,
that.
No, well, you know, a lot of trophies are just weird, skew-if looking, you know, like a star on piece of wood or whatever. But I don't know. I just thought, is there a shift happening? I mean, would adults rather have something practical they can use than a trophy?
Yeah, full medical.
Well, that's right. We might need that. That's exactly right. Once you're over 40, you probably are more looking for a free physio session.
If you're a 10-year-old kid, maybe a voucher to some takeaway store.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know. Well, like, what do you think? Would you rather have something else other than a trophy?
Yes. Because I've never had a trophy in my life. I'd rather something practical that I can use for the rest of time, you know?
Okay.
A trophy on a pool room table doesn't mean anything, really. It's a skiting
tool.
Well,
you'd probably rather have a can of Bundy and Coke.
Hey, now you're talking.
Well, I don't know. I'd love to ask the Zinc family, what would be better than a trophy? Well, what would be better than a trophy? Or are you old school? Would you rather stick with the old, good old, you know, give me that piece of wood with a little star on the top?
Pat on the back.
What would be better than a trophy?
Jesse, can you tell us what would be in your case?
BWS gift voucher.
I mentioned kids would love a food voucher to a takeaway store. There's the adult version
right
there.
I agree.
Have you had any trophies in your life, Jesse?
Yeah, I had a few, mate. Oh, mostly medals. Like when you won footy premierships, I'll give you medals.
Yeah, what do you do with your medals?
I've just got them in a box. Stuff at home,
you know what? That's exactly. I think most people would be the same. Most people have their trophies just shoved in a box somewhere, rusting.
Yeah.
Do you bring it out when the girlfriends come over? Or sorry, when you were dating your wife?
No, the wife,
yeah, she's the one that shoved them in a box and
under the bed. You, Jesse, thank you. I mean, that's one thing that guys love to bring out is their trophies will show off the pool room with them sitting on the mantelpiece. I mean, it's their claim to fame from 20 years ago. but I think it's more practical to have maybe a voucher. And as I said before, full medical is probably the way to go for the over 35 D grade. Because you can't afford to pay it.
No, I know. I think you're right. I might come up with some kind of comp at work that will skew towards you so you can hopefully win it and get a trophy. Maybe even a karaoke comp.
Can you make it a $50 voucher to some decent retail store?
No, I want you to get a trophy. You've never received a trophy in your life. I think you would actually. I just want to see your face when you receive that trophy. I'm going to come up with something.
Like a 10-year-old boy all over again.